The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Simone Biles is finally responding to that horribly iconic clip of her husband basically saying he's the catch in the relationship and he had no idea who Simone Biles was when they got together.
How in the hell did you pull Simone Biles? How did you do that, bro?
Man, it's really how she pulled me, man. That's the question. Oh,
so you was really the catch in...
I always say we the you. Men are catch, man. I always say we the catch, man.
Yeah, so she really booked you.
She did, though.
Is
she
what
did,
you said.
Ooh, people were mad about that. They're like, how dare this nobody call himself the catch?
he's not exactly a nobody.
What's his name?
The Jonathan guy who Owens. Plays
okay, you stop kicking. That's what it counts.
Wide receiver dude.
Yeah, safety guy.
We literally asked you this a couple days ago, and we were like, what's his name? Maybe not a nobody, but the fact that you're going to sit there, and it could, okay.
You're dating the GOAT.
Here's my stance. Right? It doesn't even matter if he's dating the GOAT or married to the GOAT or not, even though he is.
He is.
You don't say that about your partner. You don't look at them and go, well, I think the man's the catch in every relationship. That just sounds so cocky. You can believe that deep down on the inside. That's your prerogative. You're allowed to have that opinion. It's a wrong opinion, but you're allowed to have it. But you don't vocalize that on a national platform saying that you think that you're the catch. It just makes you look like a D-bag.
Oh, totally.
I think there's a certain level of arrogance when you're playing in the NFL that you have to have in order to succeed, right? But maybe in the real world, it crosses over and it's too much.
If he would have said it and was dating almost anyone else, I feel like it wouldn't even have been news.
Right.
But when you're dating Simone Biles, my guy, yeah, you're not the catch.
It just made him look dumb, but he made himself look cocky and then dumb. Well, now Simone Biles is going on Alex Cooper's Call Her Daddy podcast to talk about, you know, the Olympics and all that. And of course, they have to touch on this clip that went so viral not that long ago. And she said at first, when all of it was going viral, she's like, this is funny. Until it's not funny.
What was your reaction?
I was sitting on the chair. You just couldn't see me on the video. I just thought that was funny because I thought that was cute that he thought he was good at everything. And then I go on Twitter and everybody's like, divorce this man. He's mean. And I'm like, he's the sweetest. And he never said I wasn't a catch. He said he was a catch because he is. I've never met a man like him. A lot of people that meet him are like, oh my gosh, like I want a man like that.
I forgot what I was going to say. Had my hand up to be called on, and then I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah, so she's basically just saying that it was really hurtful for her because you have this one clip that the world knows your husband by because Lord knows we don't know him for anything else. And that's that's the reputation that we have of her husband. And she knows all the good parts about him. And she's like, oh my God, this is heartbreaking because I know how great he is off camera, and now everybody else thinks he's just this one clip.
Yeah, you are right. It is not fair to judge an entire person on one 15-second clip, right? Man, that was a pretty stupid 15-second clip.
And the way she says it could be misinterpreted also. It's the way she said it also. She said she's in on that interview, and she's listening to him saying he's great, and she's like, oh, that's cute. It's almost like that's a cute thing to say, but come on, we both know that's not true.
I think she handled it perfectly. Like, she found a way to defend her man but not demean herself at the same time. Like, that's the best way you can handle it. Plus, she don't have to say it. We all kind of have been saying it for her.
Right. Yeah, she's the GOAT, and we've just doubled down on it. But, yeah, I think Jonathan Owens needs to come out and have a little apology tour.
Oh, so that's his name.
Yeah, okay. Jonathan Owens. Let's all say Jonathan Owens. So next
Jonathan
time we're
Owens.
Jonathan Owens. So next time
D-bag.
D-bag. So now when people ask us what her husband's name is, we can all maybe remember.
I'll forget again.
Yeah, me too.
All right, American University is offering a Taylor Swift economics course called Swiftonomics. The students are going to study Taylor Swift's economic impact, including her Eras Tour earnings. They'll be able to take a look at her business footprint, her earnings from her Eras Tour, and also her influence on Ticketmaster, because now Ticketmaster is getting sued.
Yeah, I haven't quite understood that lawsuit. I want to get that in 1 second. But I would take a course like that. When she comes into town, we've all seen this. When she comes into town, there are the economic impact that she has on that city or that country, as we saw with Singapore, because every other country around Singapore was pissed that they made a deal with her saying, we can be the only country in this area that you are allowed to perform in. So the impact in Singapore of everybody pouring in to see her for a couple of days was played out over and over and over again all over the world. I think it'd be fascinating.
It would be so good. And just a very solid business course. Obviously great marketing, because people are going to hear Taylor Swift and go, oh, let me sign up for that. But it's legitimately going to be a really great lesson on how one person can affect a global economy.
We've been so busy the last couple of days, I haven't been able to go online and do Burt Show homework as much as I have been. But I did see the headline that she's suing Ticketmaster, or some artists are suing for what?
So she's not suing Ticketmaster. I think it's, I think the government is suing Ticketmaster,
right.
Basically because they have a monopoly. I mean, you pretty much, if you want to go to a concert, you have to use Ticketmaster. And it's been so poorly done from a fan's point of view, especially with the Eras Tour tickets. Just the fees, how you have to like qualify for certain things. Like Ticketmaster has done us all so dirty. For fans who just want to see a show and see it for a reasonable price. The surge pricing is ridiculous, which basically means that the more people that are on the site ready to buy a ticket, the higher the price is going to get. I think that this might be not the end of Ticketmaster, but the start of it.
And there's no legitimate competition for them either, right?
No, because it's also Taylor had to use Ticketmaster, and a lot of other artists who want to perform in stadiums have to use Ticketmaster because these stadiums have a deal with Ticketmaster that you have to use Ticketmaster to get into that stadium. So it's really just screwed up across the board. All right, a female producer is getting flack for coming down on one of today's hottest actresses. I'll tell you why people are mad at her on your next eBuzz and the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.